Nya nya nya. Ba. Mba. Babwe. Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South.
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups.
Foul, foul, throw in the towel.
History, history.
Switch
history,
to Progressive history. Today.
Santa ski slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast. And I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Delhi Decoded. I'm Pritika Khanna, and I'm here to give you your weekly update from the national capital. I hope you all are listening to this podcast in the safe confinement of your homes. From the looks of it, wearing masks and social distancing is something that is here to stay, with or without a lockdown. Given all the meetings that have taken place so far, lockdown 4.0 is inevitable as India continues to see a sharp rise in cases. But given the negative effect the lockdown has had on lives and livelihoods, it is necessary that further restrictions be eased to kickstart the economy, which was forced to halt almost 2 months back. This given when there was already an apparent slowdown in the economy. In Delhi, it has been over 50 days since the lockdown was imposed. What is the area that comes to your mind when someone says national capital? For us, the millennial generation, that word means Delhi, but also includes places like Gurgaon, Noida, which are a key part of this area. We never thought about driving to Gurgaon, Noida, Ghaziabad as a trip to a different state. In fact, it was a trip which people took every day to get to work. While the national capital is Delhi, national capital region also includes parts of Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan, which border the city-state. With the spread of COVID-19, and the restrictions that have followed, the region, which spreads across states, has once again brought out its borders. With the spread of COVID-19 and the restrictions that have followed, the region, which spreads across various states, has once again brought out its borders. When the lockdown was imposed, borders were sealed to prevent people from traveling from one state to the other. So a drive from Gurgaon to Delhi, which on most days was assumed to be casual, became a Herculean task. The National Capital Region, or NCR, is an example of interstate regional planning and development. This region covers an area of over 55,000 square kilometers. While we all assume it accounts just for Delhi, Gurgaon in Haryana, and Noida in Uttar Pradesh, the expanse of this region is much, much larger. NCR accounts for 13 districts in Haryana, 8 districts in Uttar Pradesh, 2 districts in Rajasthan, and the whole of the National Capital Territory. It is one of the largest agglomerations in India and the world. The area has also been given special status of NCR under the Constitution. Delhi has one of the highest tally of positive cases in the country. With the imposition of the lockdown, people in essential services were being allowed to cross the border initially. However, with people like those in essential services crossing the border and coming back to their home states and a large number of them testing positive, state governments in Haryana and Uttar Pradesh took a decision to impose stricter restrictions. The UP government even came out with special passes to restrict the number of people, even in essential services, from crossing the border daily. Given how interconnected people's lives are, the shutting down of borders has had immediate repercussions. Over the last few weeks, I've spoken to multiple people who either live in Delhi and work in Gurgaon or Noida, and also the other way around. They have been unable to cross the border. In the third phase of restrictions being eased, the central government allowed private offices and factories to restart work with 30% capacity. However, people who live in Delhi and work in Noida, the move has had no effect as they cannot cross the border to reach their workspaces. During the lockdown, I have even heard of a pregnant lady in Gurgaon who went into labor and had to use her belly as a special pass to cross as her doctor was in Delhi. That is the extent of how interconnected lives of people living in this region are. As we all wait for further easing of restrictions, the new borders in the National Capital Region are here to stay for a while. That's all from me this week.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Miles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.